Sagt der Eilige Mischte weiter, man sagt es Wachim, Perik Yud Beis, Mischne Aleph, Tful Yoyim, Mechusa Kippurim. What's a Tful Yoyim? We've seen it before. When a Talmudic person goes into the mikveh, he doesn't completely become tar, even after he comes out of the mikveh. The complete Tahara sets in at night. The time that he goes into the mikveh, until at night, he's called a Tful Yoyim, one who toiveled himself that day. A Tful Yoyim is considered a little tummy. You can't do the Avaida, eat Truma, or Kachin. What's a Mechusa Kippurim? With certain types of Tumah, in addition to going to the mikveh and waiting until the night sets in, he also has to bring karbonis. Until he brings the necessary karbonis, he's called a Mechusa Kippurim. He lacks full kapara, and he's not fully tar. He could eat Truma, but he cannot perform the Avaida or eat kachim. So again, let's see our Mishnah, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Tful Yoyim, who is waiting for the night to fall for his tefillah to be completed, Umechusa Kippurim, or he's like a Zav or a Mitzayr that has to bring Karbanais, Einan Cholkim Bakadashim, he doesn't take a share in the Karbanais of that day, Lechol Le'erev, to eat them at night. He tainas, why can't I take the share of kachim during the day? By night, I'll no longer be a Tful Yoyim, but then I would have brought my karbanis. I'll be able to eat it. But the halacha is, if you can't eat it now, then you don't take the kachin. That's learned from a pasuk. Vayitra zok the Mishnah, Oin, the kain who has an oinain, that's on the first day of Avelis, Rachman al Etzlan, no geya, he can touch the carbon, veina makriv, but he can't be makriv the carbon. The Batnur says the oinain can only touch the carbon if he tiveled himself, and he's focused on the tefillah. In other words, he was concentrating on remaining tahar. But he may be very distracted or distraught. It's hard for him to focus. But if he did, he can touch the kachim. Still, he can't be makriv. And because he's unfit to be makriv the carbon, he doesn't take a share of the meat to eat at night, even though by then he would be able to eat it. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Bali Mumin, Kehanim, who have blemishes. Bain, Bali Mumin, Kivuin. Whether it's a kvuadika mum, a permanent blemish, bain bali mumen oivrin, or it's just a mum that's passing through, chaylkin v'yoichlin. They do take a share of the karbonis, and they can eat them. That's the reason that they take the share, because they're allowed to eat it. Avaloy makriven, but they can't be makriven. Now remember we said every rule has an exception, including this rule that every rule has an exception, but this rule does have an exception, because this is an exception to the next rule. Generally, the rule is, whoever is not roi, he's not fit to perform the avayda, ain't a chelik bebasar. He doesn't take a share in the meat. But the balmum is the exception. He's not roi li avayda, and he does take a chelik in the meat, and we learn that from a pasuk. Ayin the batanur. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'chol she'ein loy bebasar, whoever doesn't have a share in the meat, ain't loy be'iris, also doesn't get a share in the skins and the hides. The kayin gets the ar, the hide of the carbon oila. Same is true for the hides of other kachi kadashim. But if he can't get the meat, he also doesn't get the hide. It's like the Mishnah, afilu tamei b'shas zrikas dam. Even if he was only tamei, when the blood of the carbon was sprinkled or thrown on the mizbeach, although v'tahar b'shas hekter chalavim, he was already tahar when the fats were burnt on it. And that's the entire night. Let's say he toiveled himself once the night set in. It was hair of Shemesh, but then he's tar. But we still say ain echelik babasar. He doesn't get a share in the meat. How do we know this? Remember the pasuk says, "Hamakriv is dam shlamim." The one who's makriv, the blood of the shlamim, the es hachelav, and the fat mibnei Aharon, from the children of Aharon, lo yisia shoyk hayamin lemona. He gets the right thigh as his portion. So this pasuk in regard to the shlamim says that a kayin, who is mutra pi alacha, to be makriv the blood and the fat, he gets the portion. But if he can't do both, let's say he couldn't do the blood even though he was tahar to do the fat, he doesn't get his portion. Not only that, the Batanura says, even if he was tahar by the time of Zrika, and he was tar by the time of Chelav, he was only tummy in between, he still doesn't get a portion. He has to be tar all the way through from the Zrika until through the time of being makdu the chalavim. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that a Tful Yoyim, one who's waiting for the night to set in to complete his Tahara, or a Mechusa Kippurim, he has to bring karbanos, to complete his tahara, cannot receive a chelik of the kachim to eat at night, even though by the time night comes, it would be mutter for him. And oinein, that's the first day of nevelus, he can touch the hegdish if he focused on remaining tar, but he can't be makriv. He also would not get the day's portion to eat at night. Bali mumen, kahanim with blemishes, even if it's a permanent blemish, and for sure just a passing blemish, they do get a chelik in the meat, and they can eat it, although they can't be makriv. That's an exception to the rule that anyone who's not royally avoida doesn't get a chelik of the basar. Mishnah also told us anyone who doesn't get a chelik of the basar also doesn't get the hide, even if he was only tamei b'shas zrikas damim, but he was tar when they were makdo the chalavim, which is at night, he still does not get a chelik of the basar. And the Mishnah gave us the pasuk of a makriv as dam hashlamim ve'es hachelev mibnei aharon. He has to be tar through that time period, as the Batnur explains it. Loi, only to him, siya shaykh hayamin lamana, he gets his chelik of the carbon.